from shattered to restored, recovering hope, discovering purpose, by Nanette V. Larson, read by the author. Produced and engineered by Brian Culshaw and Daryl Brown at Chambers Studios and Production, with professional coaching and consultation by Daryl Brown of Jumpstart Coaching and Development Solutions. Acknowledgements. Both in my life thus far and in the writing of this book, there are countless individuals who were essential, instrumental, or peripheral to my surviving and ultimately thriving. Were I to list them all, their names would likely fill as many pages as the chapters of this book, and even then I would risk unintentionally overlooking someone. Therefore, I have chosen to identify only those few whose influence in my life is in some way reflected in the pages of this book. To every person whose name is not listed, your presence is no less prominent in my life, and my gratitude even more profound. Laura Walters. For believing there was hope for me, for providing a sanctuary for my wounded soul, for helping to preserve my life so that eventually I could live my life. Rachel Emery, for loving me through it all. Pat Berry, for befriending me in the night at IWU. Megan Krejci, for ministering to me as a friend and colleague at Cunningham Children's Home. Trish Herman, for posting the Freedom and Fire flyer at the IWU Student Center. Tom Lentz, for spotting me in the balcony of Evelyn Chapel. Julie Brown, for approaching me in my brokenness with dignity and respect, for loving me with hope and integrity, for your friendship into eternity. Daryl Brown, for your enthusiasm and inspiration, for your effective, fervent prayers on my behalf. Bishop Mark Dubois, for leading your flock with true integrity and calm authority, for helping me find my place on the wall. Apostle Eric Newbel, for opening the eyes of my understanding and showing me the hope of God's calling, the riches of the glory of God's inheritance, and the exceeding greatness of God's power through Christ Jesus. Tim Stone, for being a faithful friend, attendant, and guide, for helping me navigate many stormy waters. Kate, Linda, Jeff, and Patrick, for being my high school lunch table buddies. Linda Hughes, for embracing me as teacher, even as you were teaching me. Andrea Schmuck, for pioneering the mental health consumer movement in Illinois, thereby blazing a trail for so many people like me, whose experiences in recovery from mental illnesses have become more asset than deficit. Lee Steiner, for inviting me to join the people-to-people ambassador's trip to China, the experience of a lifetime. Bob Viverberg, for relating to me interpersonally and authentically, in genuine Kharkovian fashion, thereby empowering me to actualize my potential. Marlene Bagnall, for publishing Write His Answer, the book that ultimately launched this book. Jane Rubietta, for guiding me through the writing of this book, for providing the voice of experience, encouragement, and hope. Jesus, my Lord and Savior, the lover of my soul, for setting me free that I may be a witness of your truth, hope, and love in the earth. Words of Context by Christopher Fitchner.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?